From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. The people of East Timor went to the polls today to choose a new assembly. It is the first democratic election in the history of East Timor, and the United Nations puts voter turnout at 93%. Today's vote is 2 years after the territory of 800,000 people chose to secede from Indonesia after 24 years of brutal occupation. Violence erupted after that vote, but today's balloting was peaceful, as NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
At 7 o'clock this morning, in a dusty schoolyard on the outskirts of Dili, several thousand East Timorese lined up to play their part in shaping their newborn country.
Okay, we are still in the box for police center number 3. So these are the two boxes, national and districts. Okay, can we have 10 people here? 10.
The Ghanaian United Nations official in charge shows the empty ballot box to the villagers before sealing it up to accept their ballot papers. He's one of about 30 UN staff in the yard. There are more than 10,000 UN officials in the whole of East Timor, the mountainous half-island the size of New Jersey that used to belong to Indonesia. Many of the village women are carrying babies. Some escort elderly parents. Young men wear T-shirts with fading Western sports logos. And there's an air of quiet expectancy.
I feel very, very, very happy today because this day we are waiting for a long time, 25 years.
42-year-old Maria Bello stands patiently waiting her turn. She was born when East Timor was a Portuguese colony, and she witnessed the Indonesian invasion in 1975 when Portugal withdrew. She lived through the whole 24 years of the Indonesian occupation. But now she seems to be getting the hang of democracy.
I never lose my hope because I know that one day I will get independence.
And have you decided who you're voting for?
Yes, but this is my secret.
José Ramos Horta, who spent 24 years in exile, arrives to cast his vote. Ramos Horta received the Nobel Peace Prize for his advocacy of peaceful independence for East Timor. His bright Western vest and clean white shirt stand out against the dry, dusty schoolyard.
I'm very, very pleased with the day today. Not only because of the symbolism of the day, the first time people are voting freely, but because the whole campaign, the whole process has been going on peacefully, freely, with civility.
Ramos Horta and former rebel leader Janana Gusmão have been traveling around East Timor with a message of reconciliation. Refrain from violence against each other, they say, and we can build a country together. Fight and we all lose. 2.5 years ago, Indonesian President B.J. Habibie surprised the world by offering the East Timorese a referendum on staying part of Indonesia. 2 years ago today, nearly 80% of them voted for independence. Militia groups who opposed the move went on the rampage. There was concern that today's vote could also be marred by violence. To help get the message of peace across, the 16 political parties participating in today's election have held parades, rallies, and rock concerts like this one, a sort of East Timorese rock the vote. As well as the music, political leaders urge people, first of all, to get out and vote, and secondly, to do so peacefully. In 400 years of Portuguese colonial rule and 25 years of Indonesian occupation, East Timorese have had little reason to clap and sing. Election results are not expected for several days, but whichever party wins and forms the majority in the nation's assembly, East Timor has a massive task ahead of rebuilding. For today, though, all eyes were on the vote. UN spokeswoman Barbara Reich says the voting and the whole campaign has been amazingly peaceful.
We are extremely, extremely happy with the way the electoral campaign was conducted. There was not one single serious incident. Political parties, and eligible voters and the population of East Timor as a whole behaved and are behaving in an extremely mature way.
It's clear the East Timorese are slowly getting used to the idea that the government is the servant of the people and not vice versa. That doesn't necessarily put food on the table nor provide electricity for their homes. But it's a start, and most here hope that peace and a government that responds to the will of the people can put East Timor on a road to development that it so badly needs. Rob Gifford, NPR News in Dili, East Timor.